In 1992, the 500th anniversary of Columbus's voyage, Rigoberta Menchú won the Nobel Peace Prize for advocating the cause of indigenous peoples in her native Guatemala. She had come to prominence in the 1980s for the book I, Rigoberta Menchú, her life story as told to anthropologist Elizabeth Burgos de Bray. A new book by anthropologist David Stoll finds that many important details in I, Rigoberta Menchú do not check out. And today, reporter Larry Roeder of the New York Times, who investigated that claim, writes about Stoll's findings and his own. For example, Rigoberta Menchú says her father, a Mayan Indian, was involved in a long land dispute with landholders of the Spanish-speaking elite. Stoll and Roeder find both family accounts and documents to show that the land dispute was with his in-laws, who were also Indian. Rigoberta Menchú says, "I never went to school, and I am 23 years old and only learned Spanish 3 years ago." Larry Roeder checked out that very basic and disputed biographical information.
It is apparent that it's not true, starting with what her brother and her half-sister have to say, but most of all based on the education she received in Spanish-speaking schools from an early age at the hands of Belgian nuns. It becomes evident that she received the equivalent of a middle school education and could read, write, and speak Spanish from a fairly early age.
There are other discrepancies about the family. For example, the story that Rigoberta Menchú related of a brother who had died of starvation.
There were brothers who died of starvation or disease. Her older brother, Nicholas, confirmed that. But they died before her birth. And she gives the name Nicholas to the brother who died when she was 8 years old. And I found Nicholas living on a homestead outside of Uspantán with his flock of turkeys and his corn patch.
Now, David Stoll, the writer whose work you corroborated in his book on Rigoberta Menchú, says that, of course, there were atrocities in the Civil War in Guatemala. But when he went to check a particular event that Rigoberta Menchú described, it didn't check out.
Right. There were terrible atrocities, and everyone, any researcher or journalist is going to talk to in the Guatemalan highlands, has terrible stories to tell of that period, especially the years 1979 and 1983, which is when four of Rigoberta Menchú's family members perished. But the particular incident that is the linchpin of the book, in which her younger brother is immolated in a town square along with other suspected guerrilla sympathizers, was questioned both in the Stoll account by the people that he interviewed in that town and in Rigoberta's town. And I found the same thing when I talked to some of those and other people earlier this month.
Now, Rigoberta Menchú was not awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. She was awarded the Peace Prize.
That's correct.
How much does it detract, do you think, from her reputation and from her contribution that her memoir would appear to be, in some respects, embellished?
Well, the memoir is, of course, what first projected her onto the international scene and made her a spokesman for indigenous and human rights. And, you know, as someone who's written about human rights abuses for over 20 years from Latin America and Asia, I take those accusations very seriously and have, in the past, found most of the incidents that are, you know, named or specified by human rights groups or human rights spokesmen to be true. So it's distressing to find, you know, these contradictions emerging in her account, because the bottom line is that to people who are not sympathetic to the cause of human rights, it gives them ammunition. It allows them to say, well, if this isn't true, God only knows how many other things are also not true. And the truth of the matter is that, as one of Stoll's informants said to him, the book may not be true about her, but it is true about Guatemala, and I would agree. But there's no question that these contradictions, you know, diminish the effectiveness of the message that human rights groups have been trying to get across for years and years.
To what extent is the fact that this book was actually dictated, I gather, to Elizabeth Burgos de Bray, a political woman in her own right,
right,
to what extent does that in any way limit Rigoberta Menchú's responsibility for her story?
Well, that's a good question, and that's the tack that Rigoberta herself took when I talked with her about this in September. You know, she said, I am the protagonist of the story, but the book is not my book.
Did she, though, insist on the veracity of such details when you spoke with her in September as at what age she learned Spanish or whether she ever went to school?
The truth of the matter is that she did not want to discuss those issues. You know, she just made a blanket statement that the book is what it is. It's my story, and I'm not going to respond to people who try to pick it apart.
Larry Roeder, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Larry Roeder is the Central America and Caribbean correspondent for the New York Times. He spoke to us from Miami.